February 12, 1933. God possesses by nature the creative strength, necessity of love. God, voluntary prisoner of the creature. The divine fisherman, daily fishing. I was continuing my acts in the divine volition, and I felt a powerful strength that fascinated me, unified me, and identified me in the same divine works. I could say that my being was so shrunk that it was lost in the immense sea that I felt overflow inside and outside of me. Its eternal waves threw me up and plunged me down, and I felt the divine life more than my own. And my always lovable Jesus, who knocks down and raises up, who gives death and at the same instant makes new life arise, visiting his little daughter, told me, "Blessed daughter, our love is exuberant, and for however more we give, more we want to give to creatures. Rather in giving, our love flowed out from us on all sides, and it wanted to drown them with our love, with our sanctity, with our beauty, with our light, and with our goodness. However much more we give, more in us grows the passion of loving them and of making ourselves loved. You must know that our Supreme Being possesses by nature the creative strength. Now, in creating creation, we did it alone, without the creature. But after it was created, our love was so great toward her, that we wanted to continue and develop the creative strength together with her. And while with conserving creation it is as if we were creating it in act, this creative strength unifies and invests souls, and continues the creation in the interior of each one. And what do we create? New heavens of love, new suns of knowledges, new seas of graces, new air of sanctity, new winds of refreshment that embalm the creature, new ever-growing life of our divine will, new flowers of beauty, of holy desires. In sum, our creative virtue echoes in souls the echo of the creation of all things. And with the wisdom and goodness all our own, we always create, without ever stopping. If we were to stop, which cannot be, we would restrict this creative nature of ours that has the virtue of always creating. But with all this, our divine height abases itself much, we descend into the depth of creatures, and there, together, we develop our creative virtue. We do not want to do it alone, solitude would break our arms, and would put a limit to our creative strength and virtue. We, in order to be able to love more, have formed for ourselves a law of love, and have created in ourselves the need of love, so that love is necessity in us, but wanted necessity, not forced by anyone. And it is this necessity of love that makes us do so many unheard of things, it makes us given to excesses and follies toward creatures. It would have been absurd, and not the ways of a perfect being that we are, to create things and living beings and not love them. On the contrary, first we love them, we let our love flow as prime act, and then we put them forth to the light as birth, outpouring, and triumph of our love. If this could not be, creation would have been an insupportable weight for us, and not of glory and of honor. Things that do not love each other flee each other. On the other hand, we love them so much, that we enclose ourselves in them, making ourselves voluntary prisoners in order to form our divine life in the creature and to fill her with ours, for however much she is capable of. And in order that we would love her more and be more loved, we want that she know it and we want her in our company, in order to do what she sees and touch with her own hand what we are working. And as we develop our divine life in her soul, our love does not rest, and according to the dispositions and cooperation of the creature, now we develop the creative strength, now the redemptive, and now the sanctifying, according to her needs and the correspondence that she gives to us. But all this always together with her, never alone. We want to use the creative virtue, but we want that she knows it and receives it. We want to use the redemptive virtue if sin tyrannizes her, but we want that she feel the good that we want to make her, and receive it with love and gratitude. We want to use the sanctifying virtue, but we want that she lend herself to receiving the transformation of our holy acts in hers, in order to receive our sanctifying virtue. If the soul doesn't remain together with us, and doesn't unite her little work to our great work, it would be for us as if we wanted to develop our work of love over inanimate things that neither feel nor know anything of the good that they receive. And for them he would be as a distant god, whom they neither know nor love. You must know that our love is so great, that all creatures swim and are inside of this immense sea of our love. And as if we were not contented with so much immensity of this love of ours, our Supreme Being acts as a fisherman and goes fishing for the little tiny drops of love from creatures, their little acts, their little sacrifices, the pains suffered for our love. And when I love you from the heart that she has told us, we fish for all from inside our same sea in order to take the contentment, the happiness of being reciprocated with love by the creature. And we crave it so much, that we make of it our daily fishing and prepare our celestial table. True love has the virtue of transforming things. It places a sweet enchantment to our divine pupils, and renders the little loving acts of creatures beautiful, gracious, and pleasant to us, in a way that enraptures us, wounds us, and makes us happy. We make ourselves kidnappers, making of her our most welcome conquest. Therefore, if you want to make us happy and be bearer to your God of joys and of happiness, love, always love, don't ever stop loving us. And in order to be more secure, enclose all of yourself in the divine fiat, that will let nothing escape from you that is not love for your Creator. Fiat.